This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I see the lines are all filled. I wonder if that's because people know about this whole Adventures by Disney thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how on it you guys are. Alice wants to send you on a once-in-a-lifetime Adventures by Disney England and France vacation.
I heard me and Jane are going on this trip together.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what your respective spouses will think about that.
Well, it's a work trip, Sarah.
Sure.
Relax.
Oh, all right. Great.
We're going to work. Host parties and go on rides and...
What?
What? You heard me. Host parties, go on rides. We're going to Disney. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to go to Disneyland in Paris?
Paris.
Aren't we?
Is that where Euro Disney is in Paris?
Mm-hmm.
It is, right?
I've been.
Scaring me. Thought, oh man, maybe I'm not going on this trip. But it turns out I am. I am.
Oh, good. Well, it'll be great. I'm hoping to win it. So.
Oh, me, Jane, and you.
Yeah. No,
oh,
right.
That's weird.
No, I mean, you guys, don't you have to win it in order to go on it? I mean, I'm just trying to win it.
Oh.
I don't think I'm allowed to win it.
No.
Anyway, this has gone weird.
Okay.
So
let me just start from the beginning.
Right.
Alice wants to send you on a once-in-a-lifetime Adventures by Disney England and France vacation. Tour London's stunning castles in London. But then you cross the channel to France. Relish the art, culture, and cuisine of the City of Lights, Gay Paris! Adventures by Disney. You do more than sightsee. You experience firsthand the people, places, and culture of our amazing world. If you're calling number 97 right now, you get a $50 gift certificate for the Disney. It's like a Disney gift card. So you can go there, stoke out some kid in your life or yourself. I don't know what you're into. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. 8 days, 7 nights, an Adventure by Disney vacation package to England and France for two. And we're getting people qualified all week. 905 and 505. Two a day. 10 total. You had a 10% chance of winning.
I don't know. Okay. And our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some text. I hadn't heard this yet. I'm going to have to look it up.
All right. What?
Vin, I just heard there are 2 cases of coronavirus in Santa Cruz County and 1 in Los Gatos. I have a friend who works in healthcare and said both locations went into emergency outbreak protocol.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
What's emergency outbreak protocol?
But I know a lot of people travel to China on business.
Sure.
My friend Leslie goes there at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's there for weeks on end. And she's in tech. So, you know, fairly regular.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's really scary.
With regards to cancer, this is from 510. Sometimes going to work makes you feel normal. That's why you keep going to have something that's normal in your life. Mm. No, and I understand that. I guess when I think of someone who's made it to 69 and has all the money in question, the person in question is Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
And he's multimillionaire, right?
Sure. I'm sure of it.
So,
and he's got advanced lung cancer.
Like, and they said he's, and you said he's 69.
Yep.
So I just thought, oh, man, I would just.
Right.
But okay, that might be it. You're right.
Well, he definitely said he's taking time. I mean, he's said he's going to be gone a lot, and he'll try to do his show when he can. But it's, you know, there are times when it's you're better off concentrating on your health. Other times, maybe work does help you.
Right.
I don't know. You're sick. When you're sick, you're sick.
510 says, Food God is Kim Kardashian's friend. I believe his name is Jonathan Chabon.
Oh.
Chabon.
Michelle texted me and told me that too. Best friend is what she said.
Oh.
Food God.
He's BFFs with the Kardashians. So there it is. Oh, and they say here, I think Kanye gave him the nickname Food God.
So is he a chef?
Sounds like he's best friends with Kim Kardashian.
And that's what he's famous for. And Food God is just because he loves food?
Maybe. I don't know, but
I love
whatever
food too.
Hit that. He's got over 3 million followers. That's a lot.
Well, he is Kardashian adjacent, Ben. So.
Oh, there's people writing in about the coronavirus.
pretty scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the news all the time, but already I feel like people are just sort of like, yeah, that. Because I don't think it's gotten to a point where it's invaded. I mean, really, hearing that it's in Santa Cruz and Los Gatos, which that's from a texter. I don't know if that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, well, that's...
But that's when the S starts to get real. It's in your own backyard.
Right. Oh, Jane says, meet you at the airport.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
She wants to go on the trip with me. It's on. Mm.
I want to go, too. I'm going to be in your luggage.
What?
Well, I mean, please. Sounds so awesome.
Something tells me
Listen, I know for a fact you don't want to tour any castles. I'll go on the castles tour. You pop over to Paris, and you go to Disneyland and go on all the rides with Jane.
Will do.
Just leave me in London.
Benny on the walk the dog is reading its P-mail. Yeah,
P-mail, adorable.
Right, that's the...
P-mail. Other dogs leave messages for him.
Can we nominate the 24-year-old boy in Slat who actually has a working tool for removing plastics in the ocean? You know, instead of the person whose only achievement is lecturing people to their self-flagellant applause. That's a low opinion of young Thunberg.
Yeah. Great, though.
Thunberry. It's not Thunberg. My husband is a Swede.
What? Oh.
Thunberry?
Spelled Berg.
From that spelling?
You know, right. It's funny. I've actually heard her name pronounced a bunch of different ways, and Berry was never one of them.
Well, that's what someone's Swedish husband says.
All right, fine.
Those dummies.
Bergadergadary.
That's what Google says.
Well, the computer.
What the hell do they
know?
Well, what do they know? You know, huh?
The Google's pretty smart, man.
Purdue Cancer Treatment, Rush Limbaugh is a huge cigar smoker. I'm not saying he smokes huge cigars. He just really likes them.
And cigars are no joke. The very few times I've ever smoked a cigar, I tasted it in my mouth for days. Like, that is intrusive. That gets in you.
Yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to inhale cigars.
Right.
So mouth cancer would be more likely than lung, but...
Well, who knows what he got it from?
I do know, though, but that still, when you do something right for a long period of time, you do end up... I know a buddy who chewed tobacco. Actually, it was my sponsor in Oregon, but he'd go into a place. If he didn't have a cup, he'd just swallow that stuff. And I'd be like, oh, God, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I don't have a cup, and I'm not going to spit on the floor.
Just spit on the floor.
Like John Castino did.
And I'm just thinking, well, then take it out. Take it out of your mouth while you're stuck in a place where you can't spit. Gross.
Better to swallow it than spit it on the floor. I'm with him.
So gross, though. No.
No, I don't. Listen, if you're... You remember when we got fired at DRE, we all had like 6 weeks before the place changed. Because we're all on the air knowing we're fired, which is just, you know.
Weird.
This guy, John Castino, did nights there, and he was one of those spitting a cup guys. And he just ditched the cup, started spitting on the floors. So we come in the morning, and like day by day, it just got more and more stench. We're like, what the hell is going on?
A blacker spot on the growing and blacker all the time, right there on the carpet.
Did something die here every night for the last 3 weeks?
Not in a corner.
No.
Right there. You're sitting.
Right. Like as if I'm sitting here in front of the mic and just... was spitting on the floor. So disgusting. That guy used to pee out the window, too.
Well.
What a guy.
Sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Sometimes you can't get to the bathroom.
Yes, you can.
LOL, I love how Vinny reads his name incorrectly on text. Well, that's how they spelt it.
Yeah. Go Connie, go Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. I can make chicken enchiladas without a recipe. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because that's chicken enchiladas are weird. You got to kind of, do you boil the chicken?
Don't you look at me. I just told you I can make eggs.
All right.
That is it. Ramen. I can totally make ramen. Although,
my God.
Reading the directions on the back does mean you're following.
Jarred spaghetti is not cooking, Sarah. It's heating food up.
No, I'm cooking it. It's cooked.
And ramen, that's not.
No, cooking it.
Either.
Cooking.
831 says, it wasn't Iowa that messed up. It was the Democratic National Committee. Yeah, I understand that. But still, it's weird that the whole country hangs on this first caucuses in Iowa. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee is currently checking by hand the votes from yesterday.
Well, that'll be fun.
So we'll know sometime later today.
A lot of votes count one day.
When it comes to Pam, I think it's publicity. The only time I ever hear about her is when it comes to relationship stuff.
That's true.
Whether it's family or a partner.
Yeah, that is true. We did hear about her. Well, we didn't really, because that was more about the relationship between Tommy Lee and their kid together. So I was thinking, like, what else have I... And that and the Julian Assange stuff, I guess?
Yeah, I thought they were an item.
I truly don't know what their status was. I heard he never bathed. I don't want to be an item with that guy.
Well, maybe that was... I don't know how to explain I feel dirty quickly. Like, after a day, I feel dirty. Mm. I want a shower. Don't you?
Yes. But so what are you saying? That he just didn't feel dirty that
No, I just mean, like, that's a dude,
him.
It seems surprising that you could sit there and not smell your own crotch.
Yeah.
Like, after days and days and days.
Yeah.
And your butt? I mean, plain dry paper is not how you clean yourself.
Well, maybe he used wipes and felt like I've been cleaning it.
You say.
I don't know. I'm with you, man. Showered up. You feel so much better, too. It's like after you get home from camping. Like, I can't get in the shower fast enough.
Oh, my God. Afterlife was so great. My eyes did a lot of leaking, too, Sarah.
Just leaking. Like, constantly kind of emotionally wrought out. It's beautiful. It's funny. It's real. It's tragic. It's hilarious. It's phenomenal. Ricky Gervais. I guess he wrote it, maybe directed it, stars in it. I don't know. But he's behind it, and it's surprisingly awesome. I can't wait to finish it.
Oh, my God. The countertop is in.
Oh, my God.
I got the first photo.
Pictures. La, 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 la. Yeah. Let's have a look
stone,
at this.
Everybody.
All natural
That's
stone.
Incredible.
Burlingame. And Dublin! Oh, look at that.
Can you see the gray in
sure
that?
I can.
The movement
it's
in
beautiful.
The top.
That is gorgeous. You getting all new poles and stuff, too?
Yes.
All right. Boy, Vin, I can't wait to see that all finished up. Okay, hold on.
Here. Look at the way the movement goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Didn't it just get delivered like an hour ago or
something? Yeah, they're working on it right now.
That's crazy. It's already on.
Slipping it in.
Slide it in.
Show.
I saw it.
We love Afterlife. Ricky Gervais is a genius. We can't wait for the second season.
I'm glad to hear there is going to be one. It seemed like it was so short this first season. I thought, maybe that's that. And the thing is, it's 6 half-hour episodes, so it's just, we watched 2 hours of it last night. And if I hadn't had to go to bed, I would have watched it all. I was just in it. So good. Beautiful.
Hey, all, I got shingles in early December. It was triggered by extreme stress. I'm 27 and never should have gotten it. The nerve pain starts first, and the rash arrives a couple days later.
Oh, my God.
It's the nerve pain that's the worst. And only on one part of your body. I'm grateful I caught it early, but I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Well, I'll tell you, the shingles vaccine, whatever, it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm bummed.
You'll never have to deal with that.
I hope not.
And after today, you'll probably be much better.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think that gets us current.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What are you going to do today? Going to try and surf?
No, I do not feel well. I am completely wrecked by this, what is that?
Shingles
shot that I got. So I'm going to just go lay low.
Is this much worse than the first round?
Much worse. I just feel fluey.
Mm.
You know, like
achy.
You know, this is one of those things where I'm achy and I feel foggy headed and I just don't, you know, I felt fine most of yesterday, but man, waking up today, I was just like, oof.
You should go get a little nappy poo.
Well, I'll do something, but anyway,
you got to go check out those counters.
My plan is to just take care of myself and make sure I'm here tomorrow.
Yes, that would be
what about
the preferred
you?
Thing. I'm going to get the real ID today.
I noticed that when you said that to me earlier, I noticed that you haven't gotten a hair trim or dyed your hair in a while.
It's a tiny little picture. Who cares?
But yeah, but it's the one you carry everywhere you go.
Yeah, but not
everyone sees
it.
How many years since your last photo?
A long time. It's like my hair was blonde in the early 2000s.
Right.
And I still have that picture.
Right.
So look, I'm going to look fantastic well into my 90s. It'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally didn't think of that, Vinny. I really, where were you this weekend when I could have dyed my hair?
It's one of the things I love about you, though. Some of that careless.
That I just don't care.
Right. That careless thing you do. I remember when I first met you and you had one pair of shoes. And I used to go, this girl she doesn't.
Yeah,
give
I still.
An
I actually
F.
have two pairs of shoes now. I got my two pairs of Instagram shoes.
You wore that one pair of brown Docs every day,
dude. And I'd been wearing those for years leading up to that.
I used to be like, oh my god, she's the best and weirdest chick I ever met.
One jacket, one pair of shoes, three shirts, three pairs of jeans. Like that's all I need.
All right.
I just really wish that this hair, I wish I could just cut all my hair off and go gray.
I liked it.
And everyone yells at me, but you can't go gray, my mother. You'll look old.
Well, your mother keeps her hair dyed tight.
And really short and convenient. All right, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go get my
Jane is in the building, looks unbelievable, and
does.
Is prepping her incredible afternoon show for you, so stay tuned.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.